Blog Talk Radio.
Singer, songwriter, musician, book author, intellectual, and podcaster. Here is Dove Knight.
Well, you know, as you know, I'm an artist. I do these podcasts. I want to tell you, podcasts are really good. It's a lot for me to talk because I was preferred to do podcasts by somebody because they knew I had a lot to say. And I do. It just comes up to me by experiences and variety, you know, music, because, you know, you see my videos. If you haven't seen my videos, they're on YouTube, Vivo. My music is out. You can listen to it on Spotify, YouTube. Like this song. You can also see it on my Twitter, Dove. You know, Dove Knight for real. Dove Knight Professional for real. You know, I had that. That's my real Twitter. It's Dove Knight Professional for real. As an artist, that's what I came out to Hollywood to do. This is what I really want to do. Okay, you know, with education and all the other stuff, it was not expected, you know, because I worked as a job, and someone said, go to college, and I said, well, I want to do music, you know. And so my Twitter is Dove Knight Professional for real, Dove Needs Love 22 Twitter. Dove Needs Love 22 Twitter is just, it means spiritual love. Dove Needs Love 22 means spiritual love. It means love of thyself, love of others, really. Publicly, and what I feel privately, well, I do feel that way. So it doesn't mean that I want somebody to send me anything. But, you know, about love, you know. I brought that up because there were people who sent porn, and it grossed me out. Sent me people to meet, and then I was like, they sent it to my Yahoo address, and I was like, that's not what I meant. You know, Dove Needs Love means self-love and respect of others, and love of others. That good love, you know, respect, spiritual love, deal with people, you know, not sexual love, okay? Of course, sexual love is nice, but it's that's more a private situation for me. But Dove Knight Professional for real is where I'm at. Well, anyway, the topic of this is that I continue to play and persist despite the obstacles for my Hollywood dreams or any other dreams. You know, I had a very difficult life. I had so many obstacles, you can imagine. Going for dreams, trying to be myself. And today was a realization how hard it is. You know, today I was just trying to recover because, tell the truth, you know, I didn't see my dreams come true after all these years the way that I want to. That's why I wrote that song. I want my Hollywood dreams to come true. You know, like I used to be out there singing and with bands when I was younger, out there wanting to go to the microphone, wanting to make a song, go to the studio, go to the the concert, go try to get a record company, go get a manager, all that stuff for years and years and years. And then I stopped doing it because I did it so long. I got real older and I had to practical situations. And then they turned out to be really hard to do. Got little jobs, led me to this job, and then I got fired, laid off. Then I realized, God, it's hard, practical, impractical, but I continue to dream. But I had unexpected obstacles that came my way that I didn't anticipate. Well, I was dealing with the obstacles of just getting into the business. And when I say get into the business, I mean get to the next level to where a label can help me get my song on the chart and I can go on tour, blah, blah, blah. Get to the big time, which I didn't get. And I still, you know, pray and try to persist. Then the education factor came in because I spent so long. So I went back to school, had something to fall back on. So I went to school, blah, blah, blah. But the unintentional obstacle came from with people with a dark agenda. Today I woke up and I was trying to find my way and I had my own issues, you know, being an artist. A lot of artists have their issues. I'm no exception. And I'm dealing with people outside in the car who are telling me they don't like me doing that. And these individuals were even saying, especially when I'm outside, that they can see me use the bathroom, they can look at my home, which is impossible because they must be insane and delusional to make up stories. Or if any of that true bugs or whatever, they're criminals. I would never allow anyone to look at my home or questioning what job I have or saying I can't make it in industry or criticizing me. Again, when I was younger, I dealt with that as I didn't know how to deal with it because I had so much criticism, you know. And I was put down, you know, I was criticized so much, but I realized after a long time that something is wrong with them. They don't have something. Why are they wasting their time on me as I get older? So I said, something is wrong with this. But these individuals said they were trying to press my buttons because they think I'm sensitive, which is insane and dangerous because they have a dark agenda. Something is wrong with these people. I don't want to attract this type of crowd to me or say things that are illegal and impossible to do, but if it is happening where they can see and listen to my conversation, because I wouldn't allow that, so they can see me naked and all that stuff. I realized that I said that in previous podcasts, some people out there, the homeless or people have mental health issues or criminals, and they got to put these people in the hospital or put these people in prison or something who hurt innocent people. And I don't deal with anybody who said, you know, I'm black, I need to stay with my own kind, and, you know, racism is of any time is no excuse. We're already dealing with issues all over the planet, particularly with a very famous politician, Donald Trump, who's anti-Semitic, who said anti-Semitic remarks about Jews, or Kanye West with anti-Semitic remarks, and that is wrong. Any type of prejudice, whether it's about race, religion, any type of prejudice. Anti-Semitism is wrong. White racism is wrong. Black racism is wrong. We're all equal. We're all God's children. And I truly believe that, truly, but it's very hard when I listen to this. I was reminded not to, you know, look at negative things because of my own, you know, try to keep a positive situation, but, you know, because I suffered a lot. But the fact is that as an African-American person, as a person of color in my own situation, there are a lot of African-Americans, gay and straight, in this, not only Los Angeles County, but also in the United States, who are victims of discrimination. The skin color is just still a problem. There's still ignorant people on this planet. They have a lot of hate crimes in the L.A. County. I'm no exception. Being targeted, called the N-word, being targeted because of bigotry or some kind of bigotry. The other side of the coin is that there are several black men and women who go to prison, go to jail, and there's black-on-black crime and blah, blah, blah. When I say black-on-black crime, I'm not some people saying I'm being hateful to people who look like me. I was like, that is not true. It is a fact. I'm not going to be a victim of, you know, because this person who's you know, who say they're conservative, but they got some agenda that sound like they're racist, you know, saying racial slurs and stuff. I'm very open. I'm a very open-minded Democrat, liberal. Always been open to all races, religions, sexual orientation, and I always will be. I cannot be a conservative politically, but I respect people who are conservative or respect people who think like me. I respect all people. I just don't want people to try to harass me for my beliefs or harass me because of my skin color or sexual orientation, whatever it is, whatever the matter is. That's wrong. They have so many complaints, it's not fair. It's also not fair for people regardless of race. If you're a black person, for a black person who targeted me simply because I'm black and wanted to stop me from succeeding or try to harass me because they're jealous, that's not fair. That's not fair. There's too many black crime incidents, black people going to jail, getting killed. I'm not going to be the next statistic. I like all people, black, white, and brown. I truly do. I just don't like no deranged criminal or someone with a mental illness who can't mind their business or who say they're looking in my home or and that's invasion of privacy is illegal, or saying something to target me because of their ulterior motives, their jealousy, and so on. When they put me down, when they call me names, they talk about my weight, okay? They talk about my weight. Something is wrong with them. If they got a mental problem, low self-esteem, it's not me. If they didn't have something wrong with them, they wouldn't pay attention to me. People who don't pay attention to me and do their own thing and move on, they must have high self-esteem and they're strong. These people are weak. Why are they putting all their sitting out there in the street saying criticizing me or saying things that are criminal or trying to press my buttons or try to put me down, say I can't make it in the industry? They say I'm too fat to be in the industry. I'm too fat to be with another person. I'm too fat. Yes, I'm overweight a little, but I don't listen to that. Fat shaming is not going to get you anywhere. There are people with plus size who have become very successful in the industry. I mean, one obvious is Lizzo. She got she sold millions of records. She got 2 number ones. She got Grammys. There are people who are skinny and blonde, beautiful, who did not get a Grammy. And it's not about look. You know, it's about whether she has talent. She's a very talented person. There's lots of plus size shapes and sizes in the music industry or movies or whatever. It's because they have the talent to act or sing or play or write. It's not about what you look like. This is not 1985. It's not like MTV era, okay? People are not as superficial as it was back then. I know that does play a role with how people, you know, they need a beautiful person, and that's true, and it's superficial, it's not good. It's going to undermine that person as a person, and people don't like the population. People don't like that. They like to see a talented person regardless of their size. There's so many heavy-set people who have done very well in the music industry because they can write or they can sing or they can play, and I could definitely do all that. I continue to pray, persist, despite the obstacles for my Hollywood dream or any dream. I don't listen to people with low self-esteem. These people got problems. And when they put me down, I say, okay, they lower than me in self-esteem because they're spending all this time putting me down, so I can't worry about that because something is wrong with them, not me. I don't have time to put other people down. If they have time to put me down or try to make me angry, harass me all day, sit out there in the car, sit outside and say things to press my buttons or looking for a way to tear me down, then something is seriously wrong with them mentally. And yes, it's obviously they got a mental illness. They're dangerous. Narcissist, sociopath, something wrong with them. I don't deal with people like that. Haters is one reason thing that obstacle that I have. I'm always going to have a hater or somebody who say things. There's ignorant people on this planet, unfortunately. But I continue to play, persist, despite the obstacles for my Hollywood dreams. I did get to the indie label. I am in a professional level. I'm not an amateur. I was an amateur for years. I released music to the public. I am an official professional singer-songwriter. So that's a good thing. I came a long way. I was on MTV. I was on Vivo. I don't know if my video's on MTV anymore because it was online with my videos. So I did get a long way in the industry. I hope to get further. My dream, I feel I reached a point where my dreams have happened, making it to the professional industry. On the other side is to make a good living at it. That has not happened, so I hope that that happens. So that's the real dream, to make a good living at it. But I'm practical as I get older that, yes, I don't know what's going to happen in the future, but I continue to persist and believe that it can come true. And I came a long way, so I know a lot. Life is too short. It's too short for me. I have a lot to say because people say, oh, I'm too fat. I'm too fat to be in relationships. I'm too fat to be on stage. That is very low self-esteem behavior. That's not fair. That's prejudice for people who are fat. And that's not fair. Just like it's wrong to be prejudiced toward me if I'm gay. That's wrong, too. I'm gay. If it's wrong, if people have a problem with that, something is wrong with them. I'm not afraid to speak about it because I was in the closet for so many years because of the homophobia. And I have people trying to throw it down my throat to try to make me heterosexual. I can't. I can't be heterosexual because I'm gay. I've always been gay, but I always be respectful of others. I don't come on to people. I don't have the stereotype. I don't sleep around. I don't come on to people. But then again, it's wrong to say that gay people, the only who do that, because straight people do that too. I try to be respectful to other people. I'm not afraid to talk about it because it is something that that shouldn't be talked about no more. And a lot of people came out as gay. There's a lot of gay people in Hollywood. I came out. There's a lot of people who are struggling or who are in the industry behind the scenes. Superstars who are gay. Their laws protect me. So I'm not afraid to talk about it no more. It shouldn't be something that's big of an issue anymore because it really isn't. That's not the big issue anymore. So, but for some people, they're still living in 1910, it is a big issue. I'm not living in an area where people discriminate or allow to discriminate. Fortunately, discrimination against gay people still happens. So I have to live my life on my own terms, and I don't know what's going to happen. When I have somebody who's trying to hinder me from education, I'm trying to, have something extended, to have something fallback. Because what if, I need to, I want to make a, improve my professional portfolio to get opportunities to make other dreams happen, just in case whatever, in my Hollywood dream. What if it don't happen? It has to happen, but what if it don't? What if I don't get that gold record? I have to have something fall back on. But I'm thinking it will happen. But they trying to hinder me from that. So the only best way I can say is I need to persist. Continue my dreams and believe myself. It's very hard to persist for me, someone like me, if you have so many obstacles. I have so many obstacles to overcome in this lifetime. I could have been easily a victim of homicide or suicide. Let me tell you, that's how hard my life has been. When I was a child, when I was an adolescent, it was so many obstacles. I didn't grow up normally by other people. You can say I didn't have a childhood, really. It was too horrific. My childhood, they said Michael Jackson didn't have a childhood. My childhood was really bad. It was horrific. I didn't grow up normally. I didn't get things. Yes, it wasn't just poverty. It was just lack thereof. I didn't go to the prom. I didn't get my first bicycle or car because of violence and tragedy and not able to live at home, to live in situations where I had to live in places in order to stay safe or to heal. When I got 18, 17, 16, I got into music. I was one of those people I thought music was the way out, and I was already an artist. So I came out to Hollywood because I had to escape the hindrances of my past because I was feel hindered and I wasn't understood because the person. I was discriminated in my hometown, you know, from, you know, even from a gay club, you know, the, you know. But I wasn't ready to come out too much. I was like confused and went to Hollywood and just didn't come out. It just didn't happen. They didn't. I was rejected by all these labels. I made demos. The ambition was there, but the hindrances were there. I was hindered from, you know, I wanted to stay in Hollywood, and this place that I was staying in, you know, Cumberland House sent me to the Valley. I was like, what did they send me to the Valley for? Against my will. That's not fair, you know. I was like, please don't take away my dream, Cumberland House, because look what happened to, you know. I wanted to stay in Hollywood, and I went back to Hollywood. I went back and tried to live there and tried to be on stage, and they didn't like my singing. They didn't like my songwriting when I was on stage. Record companies, there was a bunch of them. They rejected me. So it was very painful for someone who has not been accepted in life, who has such a horrific early upbringing, and to see all those rejections, I frankly felt like I had to kill myself. But I didn't kill myself. I just said I had to continue to play, persist, go for dreams, despite the obstacles for my Hollywood dreams and dreams. Yes, I have a lot of issues you can imagine. There was so much. I already talked about the horrific stuff that I went through, not to mention the homelessness, not to mention the victim of crime, not to mention all the other stuff. But despite of it all, I continue. And then I got, you know, fat. You know, people say I'm too fat to be in the industry. I'm trying to feel good about myself, you know. I'm trying to work out. I'm trying to do what I can to like myself. And I'm not afraid to talk about anything because I'm fearless. I've always been fearless throughout my life because that's the way to deal with things. And the only way I can deal with things is not just tell it like it is and don't even care. As long as I ain't bothering nobody, I shouldn't worry about it. And I practically don't. So when I hear these people come at me say they don't want me to be a lawyer, they don't want me to be a doctor. I am a doctor. I am a doctor. But they didn't want me to get the doctor. They didn't want me to own a home. They didn't want me the American dream. They talk about looking in my home. They talk about, oh, I don't have the right, I don't have a job. Something is seriously wrong with these people. They sit out there on the street. They got mental illness. Why is I'm attracting the deranged mentally ill or the deranged criminal? Whether they come from the neighborhood nearby or where I live a long time ago or where they're from my hometown, it's not fair for me to deal with some insane person or somebody who's so sick who can't control their lives, who got to spend several hours or a lot of their time talking about me, a stranger, or who they either hardly know or don't know or haven't seen in years, and can't take care of themselves. That's not what I want. That's not what I want, but I have to persist. Because after I'm done, I had to go do a dream. I had to persist and to go back to being disciplined to get to make a dream happen after I'm done with this podcast, because I do podcasts. It's part of the music, you know. I make music. That's why I got into music, because I had a lot of issues to talk about. Because I had trauma, you know, not just homelessness. You know, I had trauma through abuse, almost getting killed and attacked, being laughed at, made fun of for no reason by evil people, making fun of my weight, making fun of me, and I realized something is seriously wrong with this picture. But people are cruel. Man's inhumanity, the man, is still there. So that is where it is, unfortunately, but I can't let it stop me. I got stronger. Even at this age, just today, realize the cruelty of the human being when these people spend all their time trying to tear me down and they have nothing better to do but to take care of themselves. And I'm missing out on a lot in my life already because of all those the severe experiences that I lack, the lack of a normal life, the lack of being in love and all that stuff. And I have to find love in myself in order to survive. And then when I'm doing that and trying to do the best I can to make it on this planet, to hear some evil person trying to stop me from succeeding for their self-centered narcissist motives. And that's not fair. But at the time, I was homeless. I got a place to live. I wrote this song, and here's the song. I had to get it out of my system. That's why I got into music. That's why I sang, and that's why I wrote songs. It's called Trauma. Yeah, it's like, you can listen to that on my album. It's called, my album, I think it's Duff Knight. The artist is Legacy and Beyond. Goodbye for now. I mean, I'm trying to do what I can, but it's like, I realize it's that hard to be a good person. It's very hard to do the right thing for me, because my buttons get pressed. And they said, this the evil person, deranged person, who's saying that, oh, he's so sensitive. And I realize that person is diabolically deranged and dangerous to say that. I don't even know them, first of all. Coming up to me, who I don't know, is another sign of some severe illness. It's also a severe illness to try to can't mind your business or press my buttons or make fun of me. Then something is seriously wrong with you. How old are you? You know, you're an adult acting like an evil child, or I know this person been in the state penitentiary the way they're acting, because no normal person will come up to some stranger or anybody and start putting them down all day for several years. I mean, that's sick. But Death Knight, Legacy and Beyond, Goodbye for Now, the album is out. So Trauma was a good song. But my songwriting became important because, as an artist, because I was making music, I realized that I had to write a song. It just came right about, because songwriting goes hand in hand with being a singer or an artist, a recording artist. Every recording artist pretty much wrote a song, one or two. Some people are more profound than others. You know, like the Beatles, I think they have some of the greatest songs ever. Or Bob Dylan, but then again, I look at Elvis Presley. He's such a great artist, but he wrote very few of his songs. But he got credit for a lot of the songs because of, you know, it was a deal, a publishing deal with Colonel Parker. And I thought, that's pretty interesting. It goes hand in hand. He's still a great artist. I'm not putting him down, process. We are good at something. Everybody's good at something. You know, we're good at one thing and somebody's good at another. I think I'm good at singing and writing songs, making music. Because yesterday I played my piano. And I, played the song I Want My Hollywood Dream Come True, Part 1, the first version. The second version, which I wrote with David, a songwriter. And I'm one of the songwriters, so I played one keyboard melody, he played the other. So it's one melody with another melody, two songwriters, and it worked out fine. And it's the same lyrics. So I hope to release the part once eventually. But then I played I'm Tired. And I haven't practiced on I'm Tired in months. You know, I play like I Do Love You, or I play Basic Jam, or I practice on it. And I wrote the whole song, and it's like, okay, I missed one key. Being a musician, it's like I was such a perfectionist, but I played that song. I love playing I'm Tired. I hope to release that too. I don't know. So, because I wrote it because I probably was tired of struggling, you know, struggling, a struggling artist, you know. But I still believe my dreams can come true. But the obstacles with that is that I hear these people come up to me or say crazy things. I told you, the range of criminal things, I realize, stay away from the haters. Don't let the haters stop me. Something wrong with them, not me. When they say they're going to use my song to steal or sample or to try to press my buttons, I realize how deranged that is. I don't think anyone would do, to try to, get a kick out of me being sensitive is so deranged and sick. It's so evil. It doesn't make sense. If they're looking for a weakness, which they are, it shows that they are truly weak on the inside. So that in itself is going to destroy them, not me, because I'm positive. I continue to play and persist on dreams and try to be positive despite the obstacles for my Hollywood dreams or any other dream. I have to. It was just too hard to deal with stuff. I had the heat of the moment situation where they did make me angry. I had to go to the police department and tell them what they said about invasion of privacy, all that, because while it's allegations, that is criminal. And harassment by some stranger or anybody, whether I know them or not, is simply insane. I don't deserve to be targeted, but I'm also aware that I took myself out of the heat of the moment and I say, okay, this is what the sociopath will do, like they are. I'm not going to stoop to their level. I get very angry. I want to do something, but I'm like, you know what? I can calm down and I can look at where I'm at. You know, look at where I'm at. It's like, I can calm down. It's like, I'm not going to go that far. I may get really angry in the heat of the moment, but I'm not going to take action because negative situations bring negative consequences. So I'm able to look ahead and it's like, I ain't going to destroy my life. I ain't going to do anything to tear myself down because of someone who's negative and evil. This hater, this nosy person, this dangerous person, they're going to do those things. I'm not going to stoop to that level. I let God take over. And God, karma said, I must continue to persist, be who I am, be positive, accept myself for who I am, despite the obstacles for my dreams or any other dream, because it's not fair for me or anybody to be targeted from somebody with a severe illness or some criminal matter. I don't deal with drug addicts or alcoholics or some severe mental ill person who have nothing better to do to target me simply because they're jealous or they don't want to see me succeed or lack the ability to take care of themselves or their lives. That's exactly what it is. But I also realize that the danger is in this society in L.A. that there are people who have lost everything. There are people on this planet who were doing well and were destroyed by dangerous people. They look for victims. So I say to you all, if you have a dream and you've been targeted by evil people, don't let them take your dreams away. Also, call the LAPD or call the police. File a restraining order, do things to show this to protect yourself. If you don't get a restraining order, call the police, let them know, do everything by legally. You should not let anyone harass you or let any hater or some deranged person stop you from going for your dreams, because that's exactly what's happening to me. So I continue to play, persist despite the obstacles for my Hollywood dreams or any other dreams, because dreams are important. Keeps us growing. I am not going to, you know, make no negative action that brings about negative consequences for somebody who's simply has a lower constitution of reality than me. These people don't have enough brains or talent to understand what it's like to be an artist on this planet. And yeah, the obstacle is that I have to protect my songs by copywriting so I can own these songs. When I hear these same people say, oh, I committed ID theft. Oh, I don't believe one word. They're just trying to press my buttons. They think they get a kick out of being so negative and so evil that they say, oh, he's sensitive. We try to make him angry. Press buttons. And I think that is diabolically insane. So I continue with my dream, and you continue with your dream, whoever's listening to me. And it doesn't matter if I'm weight, I'm fat. Okay, I'm fat. If they don't like me on stage, I continue to sing. They think I'm too unique. Okay, I have to continue. Where I work or what I do in my life, you know, it's none of their business. I'm an adult. They should not be questioning where I work. They can't mind their business. They have lack control. Something is seriously wrong with them. You don't tell somebody, adult, what to do with their life. People make their own decisions. Also, we stay out of people's business because it's the mental healthy way to deal with people. When you can't mind your business or say something like that, something seriously wrong with you. I know these people got severe mental problems because you know, they don't respect me as a living in a little home, and they think that I don't own my home. You know, that's, again, a Mental Health Professional Care Act. The police can really help them mind their business, get on their medication, or get them locked up. These people have diminished capacity, so I have to stay safe because people like that could cause serious harm in the society because of the lack thereof in their life. And I can't look at that. I have to look at what I have because I guess I got more, way more than they ever have, because if they had a lot going for them, they wouldn't be thinking about me, and they're not even aware of that. But again, when I hear them say invasion of privacy, looking at me in my bathroom, using, laughing at me, listening to my conversation in my home, they saw me naked in the bathroom, I realized that is so sick that it does require a police intervention. So they're locked up in the hospital, they're making up stories, because if they live on the street, or they live, which I don't, I think they live in an apartment building on Santa Cruz or wherever they live, something is seriously wrong with that, because it's sick to even say it or to make up stories like that, or, you know, but it's also sick and illegal because that is a crime. But I don't, you know, but for them, out of their mouths, they don't think that's a crime, and it is a crime. Nobody could do that. I don't make up stories like that. I think that's deranged. I even wrote a book about it because I wrote about the allegations because they're a question mark, because anybody who talks about looking into my home or talk about what I'm saying inside my home, violate my expectation of privacy in my bedroom, bathroom, is crazy, deranged, in some form or another. Either they're crazy and deranged, or they're crazy and deranged and a criminal, because there's no excuse to do that. And I think the reasons why they said that, because they're thinking I'm going to be famous, or they think I might be famous, and they have a picture to give to somebody in the news or something. Well, I ain't that famous yet, and it may not happen, but if I do, I advise them not to do that, because that will be evidence of a crime, because they need proof to show. You're going to, you know, they could be prosecuted for being a pervert, or, and also a violation of my, what I say inside my condo, because that's my right under law. Everybody will agree universally, and the courts would agree too. But I need proof to say that. But when I talk about it, I'm talking about what these people say outside to press my buttons, because they're sick. These haters are sick. These are obstacles. I have to talk about these obstacles because this is sick. And their false analysis of my health is another obstacle that I need to talk about with haters. They say I'm, you know, they make up false allegations that I'm delusional, I'm diminished capacity, I got mental, I don't. I have bad experiences, but I'm aware of reality. When I go walk outside the public, walk outside, I be nice to people, I mind my business. I don't make up stories like that. I would never make up stories like that. If I made up stories like that, I would tell the whole world the truth. You know, I would tell the whole world the truth. And the truth is, I would never make up stories like that. And my mental health is fine enough to know what reality or not. I do. I will say I call the police constantly, because when I hear something so deranged and sick, I'm wondering why somebody hasn't, you know, put them in the hospital or something. These people are out there and saying that stuff, because that is totally absurd. I constantly talk about it because it's something that's so absurd that I'm wondering why that person hasn't gotten help, because that's wrong. I would never allow anyone to view inside my home. I talked about it so many times in podcasts. I know some people think something wrong with me, but I'm practically well enough to understand reality. I talk about it because this is seriously disturbed when I hear some disturbed individuals outside say that to me from a car, or constantly say that when I'm outside in a car. And if people are concerned about me, They don't have to, because I'm very much aware of reality. So you don't have to say that to question my judgment, because if it wasn't truthful, I would never talk about it. I just think that these people probably press my buttons, make me angry, and that in itself is insane and deranged and dangerous. Got to be something wrong if you're going to try to press my buttons all the time, spend all day trying to press my buttons and try to get people and lie about my health and so on. That's obviously something wrong with these people, and I would never lie about it. Again, I need proof. I know some people do. Some people say, oh, I'm calling the police. I am practically aware. And if they are concerned about me, then they should contact me directly, and I will tell them the same thing. I would not make up stories like this. Yes, it's an obstacle in dealing with this situation because I know about the perception that what they have of me. They think perhaps of the way I am. I come across as too odd or got to be crazy. Or they even say I'm dementia crisis. I'm aware. I'm so aware. If I was not aware and I was any of those allegations, I would have been in a hospital a long time ago, a mental hospital, and I am perfectly fine, healthy, mentally and physically. I just talk about what these crazy homeless or crazy neighbors say. And it shows that mental illness is prevalent in this society, and they do need to lock people like this up. But I am aware of the obstacle I deal with, and then I deal with this racism stuff, you know. You know, we're in 2022. You know, I'm thinking like it's 2022. I really don't want to talk about race because we're all the same, right? Just like with any type of prejudice. But when someone says, oh, conservative, you got to hang out with your own people, stay with your own kind. That's racist. That's per-racist. That's hate speech. This is not segregation. Anyone who talks like that is racist. Because I hang out with a white person or a Hispanic person that's crazy. That's hate speech, in my opinion. It's truly hatred. We don't go by race in society. There's still people in this society who are still thinking like it's 1910. We can't go by race. But they judge me because of my race. I know racism is in, you know, a lot of hate crime allegations in L.A. County. It's so many. I'm one of them because this guy said I'm being too uppity as a black person. I don't want to deal with that. They should be investigated for hate crime. Where were they from? The South or some area? I don't mean the South. Some area where there was a time where there was prejudice, or maybe they came from some area in California, or a time in the 40s or 50s where he grew up, where he was used to discrimination. This is not 1940. We cannot practice our hate beliefs on me simply because of my race or my sexual orientation or anything. It is wrong. When he used the N-word for no reason, targeting me because of my race or my political beliefs, it is wrong. It is no way I would condone or have to deal with that on a daily basis for no reason because of his jealousy and so on. This white man got to get out of here. He need to be investigated. Because I ain't going to be, just like with any other person, those other crazy people, regardless of where they come from, I ain't going to be no statistic. I cannot be no statistic for someone's hatred or jealousy or some hatred because they can't accept the reality of the present and living in 2022 California or wherever they come from. So you need to stop. It doesn't matter what race or religion we hang out. This is Los Angeles is not a place, I'm going to tell you, to be a hate monger. Just like it's not, I don't deal with it. I'm not into any type of racism. I'm not into any type of white-black racism, homophobia, anti-Semitism. I don't condone any of that. I had bad experiences with particular people. But when I hear, and also it's the same thing with the black hoodlums who target me and say, oh, I should hang out with my own kind. That's racist. I don't want to deal with that shit. We don't go by race. Two wrongs don't make a right. So don't bring your racism onto me. And this is religion, the religious fanatic. I don't want you coming over here. Come on, stop saying you need to believe in Jesus because I'm a Buddhist. You need to believe in Jesus. He's a fanatical, deranged person. You don't do that. I don't even know him. Stop saying that. We can't use your religion to try to harass me or target me because you think something. I'm a devil worshiper or some belief that's not based on reality, but based because I don't believe the same religion as you. I don't want to deal with that shit. Stop. You need to stop. Take your illness, take your religion, and somewhere else. Because Christianity, you're not supposed to be harassing people who ain't Christians. That's not what they're supposed to do. You don't believe in Jesus. You're going to hell. You're going to hell. You're going. There's something wrong with you. You're going to hell. I don't want you in an area because you don't believe in Jesus. Oh, that's sick. It took religion, act like he God or some divine or something. That's not what you're supposed to be doing with religion or any type of beliefs. Harass people, try to stuff it down my throat, make me be something that I can't. That's not fair. We should respect people of all religions and colors and religions. Let people live. Isn't this supposed to be this is supposed to be a democracy. This ain't no dictatorship. You don't tell me or how to live or what to do. Whatever I do, I don't want to hear that shit. And also, when they follow me around in a car or all around, something is wrong with that. Stalking, yeah, that's sick. The same people are calling me names. Why are they? I mean, goddamn. But again, these hate crimes need to be investigated. I don't want to be called the N-word or something, and I don't want to be targeted for victim homophobia or any type of prejudice. And I don't want somebody to look inside my home or say allegations about peeping in my home, or peeping Tom, and it's against the law. It's against the law. You can't peep in my home. First of all, they're making up stories they got some severe illness. And if they are, they committed a crime. It's not fair. It's not fair at all. I continue to play, persist despite the obstacles. Because these crazy people or these mentally ill people or these harassers or these racist people, these homophobic people are negative. I had to keep away from these. These are haters. And it's obviously because of jealousy or inability to mind a business, lack of respect or boundaries, don't know how to live around me or this society, don't want to follow the rules of society. Something is seriously wrong with this. But that's what it is. That's what it is. But that is where it is. So good day. And that's all I have to say. Good day, good night from Dove Knight.